Welcome to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast, your number one podcast all about the amazing world of coaching. Listen in as this internationally recognized and one of Australia's leading coaching companies share over 20 years of coaching experience and knowledge. We chat with fascinating individuals that will inspire you, industry leaders that will amaze you, and take a look at the current research and trends in coaching to inform you, all to help you ignite the potential within. Get ready to learn, laugh, and level up with our thought-provoking podcast and join us in making the world a better place using the power of coaching and the art of the conversation.
Welcome back to the Fire Up Coaching Podcast. My name's Kathy McKenzie, and I'm the Director of Fire Up Coaching and a Master Certified Coach. In my role as a coach, I deal with lots of leaders, and there's a concept that was originally conceived by a wonderful philosopher and American social worker, Mary Parker Follett. Now, Mary Parker Follett actually died in 1933, and she was considered the mother of modern management in terms of business. She advocated for the human element of business, and she was probably one of the first people who talked about the importance of putting your people first, because that is a foundation of your business. And I think what's really interesting when you listen to many modern leaders is that they claim ideas as if they're their own. And the whole concept of power over versus power with is not something new. It's not something that was just created in the last 5 or 10 years. This has been around for a century. And her work is as important now to reference back to and to reflect on as it was when she was probably having those original discussions as a philosopher in the 1920s and during the First World War. I can't imagine what it must have been like for a woman to be trying to exercise, and advocate for people to be open to the concept of, in a time when global war was happening, the concept of having power with people rather than power over. And when you think of the conflicts around the globe at the moment, you know, the struggle that poor old Ukraine people are experiencing at the moment at the hands of Putin, who is, an incredibly dysfunctional leader, but with incredible power. And I think this is where listening to Anthony Albanese in being interviewed by Mark Riley last night, I thought it was worth bringing up the concept this week to think about in terms of your own leadership and sharing with you some of the depth of Mary Parker Follett's work. And, you know, let's start with this distinction between power over and power with. Power over is a traditional relationship in where one person has power over another person or another group or another nation, if you look at Russia and the Ukraine. And it's a traditional relationship in the sense that it's based on dominance and coercion, and, you know, no other alternatives are sought. It's just about win-lose. And that kind of a relationship is very destructive in organisations when we see hierarchies where people exercise a bullying type of power and dominance and coercion over others. It reduces the productivity. It reduces people's capacity to think from the executive part of their brain. And it's about one side having power over the other. And, you know, the worst example of that is when brute force is used. So we see this with Russia using absolute brute force over the Ukraine. And, you know, this polarity in power and these differentials of power are so important to deal with before they get to that extreme level that we see. And one of the things that I was very impressed with last night, listening to Anthony Albanese being interviewed by Mark Riley, was when they had the rapid fire questions. And the rapid fire questions are when we all get tested, we're put on the spot. And unless you've got a really deep connection to your identity of who you are and what your values are, when someone puts you on the spot like that, you're not going to be able to say what your most important values are. And the values that Anthony Albanese spoke about last night were openness. And he talked about when he was, put on the spot, loud or soft in terms of his response. And he said determined when he was asked about, things that were non-negotiables for him. He talked about respect. He talked about unity and bringing people with him. And these are the sorts of things that a leader who understands the concept of power with will talk about. Power with is relational and collective. Power with means that, if I get into a training room, I understand that the collective wisdom of that room is far greater than me. And the importance of us not having an ego-led approach to things where we utilize power in the wrong ways. And occasionally I notice myself on a family Zoom session recently getting really passionate and trying to exert my power over rather than settling back and listening to how my sisters were trying to bring it back to power with, where we all share the responsibility of some pretty major decisions around, around our family. And if we want to really promote power with, it creates a whole level of new possibilities because we're not threatened by differences within a group or differences that exist within a family system. And we don't want to use brute force to try and bring everyone to our point of view. We allow the power of the group for the energy to emerge organically and to use that to strengthen the collective collaboration and find out what's a core value that's central to us all being engaged and pulling together. And I know for my brothers and sisters, at the moment that's about advocacy for our parents in terms of them getting the right kind of care, the care that they deserve. And, power with has a real boldness to it. And this is what Mary Parker Follett, she was bold in her time to be a woman standing up in a time when women weren't really listened to. And one has to question after. I saw 9 to 5, the musical, recently. And it was very amusing that Marina Pryor was joking at one stage when they were talking about equal pay for men and women. And she said, in 10 years' time, and this was in 9 to 5, the musical was written in the 80s. And she quipped that, in 10 years' time, this won't even be a conversation. And then she turned around to the audience with this big question mark look on her face of, seriously, here we are in 2022 still having this conversation about equal pay for men and for women. And, power with is when we can actually harness the collective power of a group to be very intentional about something that we believe in and that we want to drive forward as a collective goal or outcome. And, the ability to harness multiple different perceptual positions or, multiple ideas around how we might get better insight into how we solve a problem. And I think, you know, for me, I've never seen a Prime Minister interviewed like that last night. I've never seen someone be so open about their personal life. And he talked very, he really talked very personally about his journey as a leader and his relationship with his mother. And, you know, if you think back to the 60s when, as a single mother who found herself pregnant, she had to take on this whole story and mask her real identity in order to be accepted in society. And we have to think, how many times do people have to put on these masks and not live from their authentic selves? And you can see how important it is for Anthony Albanese to live from that authentic place. And maybe that's because he's able to live from that authentic place when his mum was not in a time when it was acceptable to just be who you are. And I think it's very exciting for us as a nation to see someone who's willing to be open and articulate about his values, about who he is, about where he's coming from, and be humble about the privilege of position he has as a leader. And for all of us, I think that's a reflection that we can make around our own leadership. I know when I work with schools, they talk about the difference between little L and big L leadership. So little L, they teach the kids, is around the leadership of yourself, you know, your ability to self-manage and manage your emotions. And, you know, I would love to do some work with Nick Kyrgios around his little L leadership, and get him to recognize that he is in the space now of big L leadership. Like, he is a global leader, whether he likes to, recognize that fully or not. But he, you know, they call it influencers now on social media. But leadership brings with it responsibilities, and the importance of him to demonstrate those values he does demonstrate when he does his charity work and, you know, in his own relationships that he holds close and dear. And, you know, it's the ability to demonstrate those absolute values, which, you know, we all have absolute and relative values. Relative values are those ones where we talk about things like honesty. And for some of us, at times, we won't be 100% honest with someone because we want to preserve their feelings. We don't want to hurt their feelings by giving them the blunt truth. And so honesty can be what we call a relative value. So contextually, at times, we might put another value, so a value around a relationship, ahead of that value of honesty. Whereas absolute values are ones like trust, that, you know, or love of self, love of others. You know, we have to be really clear on what are our deepest human drivers, and to be able to access those values in times when we need to harness those deep absolute values. If we have a complete absolute value around, humanity, and that people are people no matter what, and that people deserve to be respected and to be treated with dignity at any time and at any point of their life, then when we have those absolute values identified, they can then drive our mission, our personal mission and visions of leadership around. It might be, for me at the moment, I'm starting to feel very strongly about elder advocacy, advocating for our elders to have the right to live with dignity and respect. And, you know, for other people, I'm coaching some fabulous women at the moment around their advocacy for First Nations voices to be heard. And, you know, all of these things require us to have power with other people, to engage others in a way that allows us all to harness the collective wisdom to overcome problems that we are faced with in the complexity of our society in this day and age. The last few years has seen a lot of division. And I think that was what was very refreshing for me last night, to listen to Anthony Albanese talking about the importance of bringing people with him and having unity. And that's, you know, such an important part of being able to achieve great things, is to bring other people with you. This week, I challenge you to really observe around you the way that you see power being exercised, and be really mindful and conscious of opportunities for exercising power with others and bringing others with you. We live in very complex times. And if I read something from Mary Parker Follett's journal, she wrote, "The skillful leader does not rely on personal force. He controls his group, not by dominating, but by expressing it. He stimulates what is best in us. He unifies and concentrates what we feel only gropingly and scatteringly, but he never gets away from the current of which he and we has struck fire out of me. Arouse me to action, which I should not otherwise have taken. He has been my leader." I want you to think of your own personal mission and vision this week, and think of how you can harness the collective wisdom of those around you, and how you can start to think of the impact on the whole system. We all operate in, you know, systems thinking is very complex. You know, I'm one human being that is a complex system of beliefs and values and thoughts. And I interact with a team who each have their own individual thoughts and beliefs and values. And then we interact with stakeholders and our community. And when we start to step back and think about all the interactions that we have in a day and how complex this world really is, the way to bring it back to simple elements that we can think of and attach ourselves to is, if you had those rapid fire questions asked of you today, who are you? What's the most important things to you? What drives you? What's your why? And how can you make a difference this week? Thanks for joining me on the Fire Up Coaching podcast. If you have any questions, feel free to contact me at kathy.mckenzie@fireup.com.au, or feel free to ring our toll-free number 1300-FIRE-UP, and look forward to joining you back here next week for the Fire Up Coaching podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Fire Up Coaching podcast. If you would like more information on coaching, becoming a qualified coach, or want to experience the power of coaching, call us on 1-300-FIRE-UP, or head on over to the website fireupcoaching.com.au, where you will also find access to more amazing podcasts that will help you fire up, level up, and ignite the potential within.